And that's what the P4 experience is all about. The strategies of painting, praying, processing information from self-development resources, and pursuing God's word. Because we want to move from pain to experiencing peace and enjoying life's pleasures. We also want to produce positive results in our lives. And those positive results can come from producing sellable products that bring value to other people. It's not about us. It's about us getting in the position to be productive and be a blessing to other people.
To download your free copy of the P4 Journal, From Pain to Experiencing Peace and Enjoying Life's Pleasures, head over to our website at www.drleticiaweb.com. Yes, go get your free copy today.
It's based on their spiritual, emotional, and physical circumstances, right? There's all of these variables of why people have the particular perception of you that they have. And it has nothing to do with you. But it doesn't take away the stink. It doesn't take away the hurt. It doesn't take away, you know, every now and then you're just like, okay, well, you know, what did I do this time? Like, my intentions were good. My intentions were pure. And, you know, people are just people. Good morning. It is another beautiful day. It is October 23rd, and we just gonna keep this train moving as we pray, process information from our self-development resource, Jesus Calling, and pursue God's word. All right, so let's get right into prayer. Father God, thank you for the ability to come before you every single day seeking your face, oh Father God. Thank you, Lord God, that you woke us up and that you give us brand new mercies with the rising of the sun. Father God, we want strategies to live the life that Jesus died and resurrected for, Lord God. We love you and we praise you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. All right, so let's get right into processing our daily devotional on today, October 23rd. And it reads, as you turn your attention to me, feel the light of my presence shining upon you. Open your mind and heart to receive my heavenly smile of approval. Let my gold-tinged love wash over you and soak into the depths of your being. As you are increasingly filled with my being, you experience joyous union with me. I in you and you in me. Your joy in me and my joy in you become intertwined and inseparable. I suffuse your soul with joy in my presence. At my right hand, there are pleasures forever. Wow. As I seek God, you know, on this particular devotion today, oh my goodness, this is also really touching my heart because I must be real sensitive, you know, like what is going on? But it says, open your mind and heart to receive my heavenly smile of approval. I want to deal with the topic of rejection. Ooh. Y'all don't know. Maybe I need to turn this thing off, honey. Ooh. You know, sometimes they say, oh, you know, don't show your tears, be strong. You know, I want to talk to the people who have experienced like rejection. Woo. I'm talking about real. I'm talking, you know, rejection. You just being you. You don't have a, you know, anything in your body, in your spirit towards anybody. You really have a genuine, you know, appreciation for life, for people. And you just, you're rejected. And there's no right, there's no rhyme or reason, right? And we talked about the other day that people, their opinions of you has nothing to do with you. It's based on their spiritual, emotional, and physical circumstances, right? There's all of these variables of why people have the particular perception of you that they have. It has nothing to do with you. But it doesn't take away the stink. It doesn't take away the hurt. It doesn't take away, you know, every now and then you're just like, okay, well, you know, what did I do this time? You know, what did I do this time? Like, my intentions were good. My intentions were pure. And, you know, people are just people, you know? But the power in today's devotion is that when I open my heart and my mind, I can receive a heavenly smile of approval. And sometimes, a lot of times, because God created us as social human beings and we're here, you know, interacting with people, engaging with people, you know, it's like, we want those smiles of approval from other people. You know, we want social cues from people, you know, in our environment that we're good, we're light, we're accepted, we're funny, they get us, they see, you know, and I so value, you know, the people who are like, I'm good. And I'm not saying that is going to stop me or I don't know. It still stings. And I know, and if it still stings, and I want to set you free. Because we in the same boat here, honey. We seeking Jesus every day. We answering the call of Jesus every day. I am not exempt, right? But what I'm realize, okay, there is something still going on within me. Because just like their opinion of me or you is not based on me, it's based on their spiritual, emotional, and physical conditions that can change by the day, that can change by the hour, depending on, you know, what people are going through. My response to it means that there's something going on within me. And then I have to seek God. Why am I responding this way? Why does this still sting? Why does this still hurt? Right? And I believe that In order, the word of God states, if you want friends, you have to show yourself friendly. And I also believe a secular saying that I live by, you get more bees with honey than you do with vinegar. And although I know you get more bees, you don't get all the bees, you get more bees. So even though I know that you get more bees with honey than you do with vinegar, you don't get all the bees, right? And even though you know that, it still stings. It's still like, okay. I didn't mean to, just trying to, you know, make a connection, you know. But everyone doesn't want to connect, and that's their prerogative. They don't have to connect. They don't have to get you. They don't have, they it's their choice. And so you have to make a choice, right? Because once someone shows themselves to you, you got to believe them. It's like, okay, then I need to move accordingly. No hard feelings. I'm just going to move different, you know. So, y'all don't know where that came from. I guess I need to open my heart and my mind to God so I can receive his heavenly smile of approval, right? Look, I'm right here with you. I ain't above you. I am right here with you every single day seeking Jesus so I can get those strategies so I can move from pain to experiencing peace and enjoying life's pleasures. Amen. So let's go ahead and pursue God's word. In the Gospel of John, chapter 17, verses 20 through 23. Amen. And we are reading in the Holman Christian Standard Bible. And the Word of God states, I pray not only for these, but for those who believe in me through the Word. May they all be one as you, Father, are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe you sent me. I have given them the glory you have given me, so that they may become as we are. I am in them, and you are in me, so that they may be made completely one, that the world may know you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. Whew. I am in God, and God is in me. And we are one. And we are loved just like God loved his begotten Son. He loves us, and he approves of us. He's our Father. He's our Creator. We're the apple of his eye. Our faces are engraved in the palm of his hands. He has numbered the hairs on our head. He knows when we come and when we go. He knows every unuttered word in our mouth. He's God. And he is Abba Father. So, if you are dealing with rejection, open your mind and your heart to receive the smile of approval from God. Amen. You and God are one. Don't ever forget that you are in God and God is in you. And he loves you like he loves Jesus. That's what it says. I am in them and you are in me, so that they may be made completely one, that the world they know you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. You are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Everybody doesn't like light. Everybody may not like your flavor, and that's okay. It don't change the fact that God is in you and you are in God, and he loves you like he loved Jesus. Amen. Mm-hmm. God bless you on today.